From the Babyland Studios, it's Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, approximately, I'm not there with it, how do I know? You are still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I see no reason to stop tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, sometime after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks.
I'm not dead, though.
Good. You may have just heard the cough of the living there, and that's because we have a special guest for the program this evening. Like we haven't for the past many weeks. But tonight, one Chandler Travis is taking over the programming responsibilities of the first hour of the show. Hello, Chandler.
Hello, darling.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, but it's actually afternoon because we're pre-recording this. We don't really point that out too much.
No, don't even tell them.
Well, they get told anyway.
All right.
So...
it's up to you.
In case they hear birds singing and lawnmowers going, they kind of understand what's going on this way. But I wanted to thank you very much for stepping up to do a little bit of song selecting for tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm trying to get the program produced earlier so I can get it to the station on time. And so I thought, why don't I just have somebody else to do the work?
Yeah, well, you know, it's good routing. As I, you know, I mean, I'm here anyway.
Yeah, what do you got to do?
Exactly. So you want me to introduce the first fabulous song?
Sure. Well, why don't you tell us first, you know, what did you think about this request? Somebody coming to you.
I thought
and
it
saying,
was really convenient.
Would you just do that?
Like I said, I really like the routing.
Okay.
And I've always wanted, I've been seeing you do the show and hearing you do the show every week and just trying to be really quiet. And that's
except for when you're not.
Except for when I haven't been, and because it's been difficult. It's been very difficult, and I wanted to get in on it, and now I'm here. and I'm very happy.
Very happy indeed. I can tell. You're bursting over there.
I'm honored and astounded.
That's a good choice. So, what do you want to say about what you have chosen this evening? I have not previewed the episode.
Tonight I have chosen for you Bing Crosby singing My Suppressed Desire, probably with the Paul Whiteman orchestra, I would imagine. Probably around the time he was in the Delta Rhythm Boys.
Ooh.
I'll bet this is the Delta Rhythm Boys. And that's what we're doing here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And that's my suppressed desire. Take a look at me,
yeah, boy,
and you're bound to see someone who's in right. Happy day and night.
Tell it.
Would you like to know why I'm all aglow? Ask me then, perhaps I'll condescend to tell you.
Well, there she goes, my suppressed desire. No one knows my suppressed desire. I suppose that you'd like to know who she is.
Well, I ain't telling. I won't tell.
Well, I ain't gonna tell, so it looks like a secret. You'll have to sue me.
All right.
Here's a reason it's plain to see. She just doesn't belong to me. Now you know why she is my suppressed desire.
If you have somebody you love secretly, then that's the reason of it all, you see.
I'm so happy when I retire. My heart plays like a blazing fire while I'm dreaming about my suppressed desire.
Everywhere. for love is true.
Tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we still have Chandler Travis here at Babyland, by the way, which I didn't even mention that we are doing the show from Babyland, even though we are broadcasting on WMFO.
And I'm very glad to be here. Should I explain what happened?
What happened?
Well, we played Dinty Child, who's my hero and the king of Cambridge, on something from his new album. And then we played, what was it? Oh, Jack Hammer. Jack Hammer with, what was the thing?
Hugo Peretti and his orchestra.
And it's a lovely orchestra. And then we played, you know, trying to do kind of a dance set. So then we did Paulette Human Being with Hey Everybody, Let's Dance. And from her brand new album, whatever the title of that
the
is.
The Many Mood of Paulette Human Being.
Ah, yes, The Many Mood. Right.
And still available at no charge on Bandcamp, so.
Exactly.
We like that part.
Yeah. Although we allow you to pay if you need to, and we hope you do need to. But anyway, meanwhile, coming up is Randy Newman, my personal hero and life model, with a message for us about the coronavirus.
Right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Hi, I'm Randy Newman, and I've been asked by KPCC to say some words about social distancing because my scientific background is apparently there's some disease that's going around. Stay 6 feet away from people. Wash your hands religiously and often, and don't touch your face. And so I was asked to do this. I wrote a song instead, actually, so I'll go play it for you. Venus in sweatpants, that's who you are. And when this mess is over, I'll buy you a car. And we'll drive that car so fast and so far. All your stupid friends will be left behind. Stay away from me. Baby, keep your distance, please. Stay away from me. Words of love in times like these. I'm gonna be with you 24 hours a day. A lot of people couldn't stand that, but you can. You'll be with me 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. What a lucky man I am. Stay away from me. Wash your hands, but don't touch your face. How you like that? Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. I saw you. 30 years together, we're still having fun. Once we were two, now we are one. Let's go out and get a burger. You know, when you're done, you're gone. Memories of the past. Be kind to one another. Tell her you love her every day. If you're angry about something, let it go. If the kids are frightened, tell them not to be afraid. But don't let them touch your face. Don't let them touch your face. All right. Thank you very much. I wish everyone well, and I wish myself well to some extent, and stay safe. It's hard for Americans to don't like being told what to do at all. But in this case, you know, let's do it. Yeah? We'll be all right. Okay, all my love to everybody. Bye.
just a melancholy echo. The fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Can I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I need to do my duty here, which is to make you think about the fact that there's just not enough art in our schools. And it's no wonder people think Louis Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. It's a long way from the Apollo Theater to the Apollo program. But for Louis Armstrong, giant leaps for mankind were simply a matter of course. For more information about the benefits of an arts education, please visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Just like the great Louis Armstrong, all you need is a little brass. Art. Ask for more.
Boy, I'll bet when Johnny Spampinato was in school, there was plenty of art up. But it might not have been the right type exactly.
It's hard to say.
Anyway, more songs?
Yeah, talk about it.
Okay, the Randy Newman thing I thought I included because I think it's... because I've tried to figure out if there's any way to write about this. I can write about just about anything, but I can't write about this thing. And, of course, Randy being the pro he is just comes up with something perfect, and that's why he's wonderful, and that's why I suck. But anyway, after that, we heard Ferrante and Teicher doing Stardust, which I'd like to dedicate to Tommy Ardolino because it sounds like something he would have loved. And thank Rob Hart for turning me onto that. And then the Muffs, my favorite noisy band, with Earth Below Me. And then Beat Caravan from Japan with Black Tea Eyes, I think that thing was called. And that thing blew my mind.
Blew it away.
Those guys are great. And then there's Gene Krupa with Call of the Canyon, which is a song I've just always had a wicked soft spot for.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of cute.
And now we're going to listen to Frank Sinatra, who you may have heard of before, singing this really weird, great Red Norvo arrangement, I guess, of Willow Weep for Me, and then some other stuff. So, see what you think.
I'm really glad you're doing this.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's
I like
lovely.
Record parties.
We don't have enough of them.
Never.
Never. Except for here.
At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream, gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, left my heart a-breakin' and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide its starry light, so none will see me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, hear me, willow, and weep for me.
Says I wouldn't react, but I'm the one in 100 who swing right back. Yes, I'm the one. Thousands of steps and staircases to climb. Thousands of men you're most likely to climb. And yet I'm the one. 10,001, could I possibly bet? I'm compelled by your love and I haven't lost yet. Clearly you're the one. $10 million is all that you got. You won't be the one. Hundreds of millions of papers to sign. Hundreds of millions of souls left behind. And yet we're the ones. A billion to one. Don't the odds make you sick? To be one in a billion's a terrible trick. You're the wretched one.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I can't believe we're doing this many breaks in 1 hour of the program, but that's what happens when you have a special guest taking care of the programming sometimes.
I just like to yak. I just like to sit and yak about the records.
That's a good thing to do. And by the way, we haven't mentioned for a while that this is Chandler Travis over here, who's picked all the songs for the first hour of tonight's program.
Curated.
Okay. Lovingly curated.
Lovingly curated songs like, and here's the, and the beginning of that last segment was my favorite segue of the night, which is Frank Sinatra to Joseph Spence doing The Crow. Joseph Spence is the greatest. And then we did Vampire Weekend singing Rich Man, and Dan Reeder, who's my new hero, doing Love and Hate. And then we did the Beatles doing Circles, which you shocked me with because it was I can't continue now. I got to go answer the phone. Oh no, I don't want to talk to this person anyway. Never mind. Okay, the thing about this song is that it's a Beatles song that I hadn't heard until like a month or month and a half ago, and I was just so shocked to hear it. It's an Escher outtake from the White Album, and I just couldn't believe I'd missed a Beatles song. But it's a great little George Harrison thing, and it got in my mind, and I did a recording of it, too. So anyway.
Which people can find at ChandlerTravis.com.
Exactly, they can. And they're lucky to be listening to it right now.
Right now.
Bubbles in the Think Tank, recorded at our house.
I let her know that I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That lover looked all for me. That baby wouldn't let me. That baby took me by the hand. That lover made me understand. That lover hollered, no, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, oh, oh. Even down to the wedding ring. That lover rubbed off on me. That baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, that lover took me by the hand. That lover made me understand. That lover hollered, no, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, oh.
In the car door, yell. The policemen were begun to well. The band on the jump do begun to swing. Move to the house, no yell about thing. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Won't stand to the yellow house rock. Spine them up on a telesaxophone. Little yell on a slide trombone. The drum goes a close boom bam. Your boy is a skate, the most purple young. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Won't dance to the yellow house rock. Number 47 set to number 3. You will coach the yellow bird at every city. I'm soon leave the lighting company. Come and do yellow house rock with me. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Won't dance to the yellow house rock. The tent sack for sitting blown stone. Where you're keeping all alone. The one hey, but no square. If you find a party, we'll tell. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Both dance to the yellow house rock. Sift the hell aside to work to heaven's sake. No one looking here was chance make break. Burn turn a shift and aside next next. I won't take it on while I get my kicks. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a rock. Everybody was dancing to the yellow rock.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
Mr. breakfast. Yeah, I was in my car in a supermarket parking lot. Mrs. Breakfast was running in to get some cash. I said, close the bank and put a money machine in the grocery store. Of course, it didn't stop people from paying for their Jell-O with checks or parking in the fire lane, but then again, if I'd had proper toilet training, I wouldn't notice these things, would I, Mr. and Ms. Sunday Supplement? Anyway, there was this kid proudly showing his mom a lollipop, and she said, yeah, I know. Everybody's just loading you up with sugar, aren't they? The poor kid 15 paces behind is just googly from 5 years of sarcastic third-party popularized expertism. I'm guessing we got about 15 years before Googlehead figures out how to blow up the universe and blast us all into dog hell. Yellow.
Mr. Breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you ever play any games with us?
Games? Did somebody say games? Welcome to the Trouble in Paradise portion of Feed the Squid. Our four contestants are blindfolded with identical dream breakfasts placed before them. Time's up when the first contestant thinks he or she's correctly identified the meal. Then they will all jot their answers down backwards on a post-it pad, stick it on their foreheads, and have a cigarette while trying to figure out what was in it that they should complain about. You ready, folks? Ready, Fred?
Ready.
Ready, Princess?
Ready.
Ready, Kathy?
Ready.
Ready, Ralph?
Ready.
Breakfast is served! Look at Princess go at it. Ooh, too bad for Ralph. He dropped his fork on the floor. Problem now, he's gonna have to get it out from under Kathy's foot. He's got it. It's gonna cost him time. Oh no, now he's knocked his head on the table trying to get... Princess is finished. Stop eating, everyone. Time for those cigarettes while our special guest busboy, John Major, clears your plates and brings out the mirrors. Ralphie boy, hardly touched your meal, huh? What'd you get for us?
Smoked eel and copperfield.
Nippity nopey dopey! Kathy, how about you? What's your guess?
Cold pizza and a coconut.
Nope, not cold pizza and a coconut. Fred, you almost finished yours. What do you come up with?
Raw clams and a brew.
Almost, Freddy boy, no? Princess! You finished your meal in a rickety record time! What do you got for us?
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't read it. I'm dyslexic.
Oh, well, take that thing off your forehead and just read it. Forget about the mirror. It was a stupid idea anyway. What do you got?
The usual.
Right on. We have... And now, Princess, why are you gonna send it back?
There was too much salt in it.
No, there's never too much salt in it. There was a footprint in it. Well, Princess, I guess you at least got the free meal. But if you had correctly identified what was in it that you could complain about, well, let's turn over new leaf number one. You would have won...
a boot in the can.
Let's turn over new leaf number two.
I'm just as hard to you.
Let's turn over new leaf number 3.
I'm eating sex with 6 marauding juveniles.
Let's turn over new leaf number 4.
A brand new car that stalls a lot.
Let's turn over new leaf number 5.
It's for King a butt by sparkling and paper.
Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. Mrs. Breakfast had been in the grocery store quite a while, and I figured she was probably picking up a can of tamales to eat out in the parking lot because we were a little metabolically discompensated. I went in to clean my hands on some bagel naps because I had just wired up the muffler. And behind Mrs. Breakfast was a mother and her maybe 5 or 6 year old daughter. And the daughter was asking for, you know, candy or magazines, Cosmopolitan, whatever, I don't know. The mother had finally had enough, and she said to Lisa, Lisa, stop!